There's nothing like the Ponoka Stampede Finals. Set for July 1st, the top 12 rodeo athletes in each event take the infield to a full crowd and the excitement is palpable. There's close to $700,000 for the taking throughout the rodeo, and despite tough odds, these athletes have made it for a final run and chance to earn. Read more. Night 4. Dash for Cash and WCPA Finals Set. Rodeo Secretary Brenda Peterson manages the scores to ensure every athlete gets paid and the rules are being followed. It's one of her favorite rodeos to take in, as everyone says it's the Cowboys Rodeo. It's the biggest pro rodeo in Canada, and this is why people talk about Ponoka Stampede. This is open to everyone. There are up to 72 contestants in each event except barrel racing, which has 96 contestants. It's part of Cowboy Christmas. All the Americans are coming here because of the money, but also because of the production that Ponoka Stampede offers. It's snap, snap, snap. As rodeo secretary, what she really enjoys about Ponoka is that the Ponoka Stampede Association ensures an amazing performance. On top of that, it's also sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, PRCA. So money earned here also counts in the PRCA standings if a cowboy or cowgirl is competing in both U.S. and Canadian rodeos. Read more. Day 6. The showdown stage is set. And unlike differences in exchange rates, a dollar equals a dollar in both the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association, CPRA, and the PRCA. How it works is the first place performer earns a larger percentage of the pot. So, first place earns approximately 24% of the prize money, while fourth spot might earn about 13%. The percentages vary a bit between events, however, placing in the top four gets you into the final four, and that's another exciting experience. The entire $60,000 isn't all awarded at the finals. $15,000 is set aside for the showdown round. It's perhaps one of the most exciting moments in Canadian rodeo. The stands are always full, the excitement is high, and there's a lot at stake. With that $15,000, the breakdown is thus for all four winners. 1. First place, $7,500. 2. Second, $3,750. 3. Third, $2,250. 4. Fourth, $1,500. But if not everyone finishes their ride, and it's happened before, the $15,000 gets divvied out to the 3, 2, or sometimes only finisher. For the latter, they could win the whole $15,000. Zeke Thurston's 2023 Ponoka Stampede performance brought him an additional $18,000 to his earnings. He came to the Canadian Finals Rodeo, CFR, with a total of $48,491.54. Ponoka alone provided just over 37% of his Canadian earnings, and that money added to his $221,919 in PRCA earnings got him to the National Finals Rodeo in the U.S. Bareback rider Oren Larson earned just under $16,000 at Ponoka last year and came into the CFR ranked second with $38,443.15 winnings. Just over 41% of his earnings came from Ponoka. It's big, big money, said Peterson,